And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yay!
No family.
What was that song? I don't know. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. Are my headphones working? Yes, they are. There we go. How are you doing today, folks? Good. Can you tell that I'm a little unprepared? Ho, ho, ho. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm your host. Normally, I'm on every other week, but there's a little switcheroo this week, so I'm not on next week. I'm on this week. Sounds great. For those of you expecting Strike the Box, you know, sorry. We're going to get some repeats here and some new stuff. By repeats, I mean things that I played like, you know, 5 months ago, you know, whatever. Or like, you know, 1 month ago, whatever. We're gonna be working working on the edge today. Here we go. Let's get started, hopefully. Yeah.
Call. Now this next song is for all the women in the audience. Song for the girls. Hey girls, do you hate men? Do you hate the earth? Well, I still see tenderness in your face and innocence straight from infant days, and there must be tenderness deep inside. You're so cold, but it shows. You told me about school. I only want to know about you, and it hurts me now, and it scares me now, and now you know. But if you care about me, if I'm better than the wall, if it's important when I touch your hand, then you'd better tell me now. Well, now I've just read some writers from the old days, because I knew that they'd understand. Because dignity and tenderness should apply to modern. I'm just not interested in your school. I gotta tell you, I don't wanna know. I don't wanna hear about your stupid cats or your homework. Just talk about love or sex or starving heart. Or just shut up and I'll go. But if you care about me,
tell me now.
If I'm better than the wall,
tell me now.
If it's important when I touch your hand,
tell me now.
If it's important when I come to your kitchen, when it's late at night and when it's cold at night, when it's dark outside, when it's cold outside, I want to know if it's important. When I touch your hand, when you're all alone, if you really want to talk to me, and if you're looking for a lover, I mean, if you need a lover, if you're ready to be honest with a lover, if it's important when you're alone at night, and when it's cold at night, and when it's dark at night, but it's cold outside, but it's sad outside, and when I'm sad outside by the streetlight, near your house and near your kitchen door, I stop because I'm scared, because I'm sad, because it's cold at night, because it's dark at night, and I'm alone at night. I'm so sad and I'm so scared, and I wanna know if you'll tell me. If you care about me, and if you care about yourself, and if you'll stop taking drugs, and if you'll stop being so hard, and if you'll stop being hard to talk to, and if you'll let me come inside, and I can talk to you when it's dark at night, and when it's sad at night, and I'm not at night, I don't want to be alone.
that you use so I can see clear. I wanna see clear, I wanna talk to you loud. You gotta be honest now, you gotta tell me now. If you care about me, alright, you better tell me now. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I wanna tell you something else now. Wait a minute. I wanna show you that I understand you now. This is the guy talking to the girlfriend. He's gonna show you that he understands the deepest, darkest parts. What he says, I know how beautiful death is. And I know why you hate life. But I'm just a tender soul, so be glad you know. I want to tell you that all men are just tender souls, and be glad that you know.
Once upon a time there was a railroad line. It was a world of gods and men. It's an old song.
It's an old song.
It's an old tale from way back when. It's an old song.
It's an old song.
And we're gonna sing it again.
Go on.
Now on the road to hell there was a railroad line. And there were three old women all dressed the same. And they was always singing in the back of your mind. Everybody meet the fates. Now on the road to hell there was a railroad station. And a man with feathers on his feet. Who could help you to your final destination, Mr. Hermes? That's me. It's a sad song.
Sad song.
It's a sad tale. It's a tragedy. It's a sad song.
It's a sad song.
I'll sing it anyway. Now on the road to hell there was a railroad line. And a lady stepping off a train. With a suitcase full of summertime. Persephone by name. There was a railroad line on the road ahead. There was a young man down on a bended knee. And brother, thus begins the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice. Tries.
Oh, keep her head, low. Oh, you gotta keep her head low. If you wanna keep her head, oh, you gotta keep her head low. Keep her head, keep your head. Oh, you gotta keep your head.
In the coldest time of year, why is it so hot down here? Hotter than a crucible. It ain't right and it ain't natural.
Lover, you were gone so long. Lover, I was lonesome. So I built a foundry in the ground beneath your feet. Here I fashioned things of steel, oil drums and automobiles. Then I kept that furnace fed with the fossils of the dead. Lover, when you feel that fire, think of it as my desire. Think of it as my desire for you.
I'll sing a song of a love gone wrong.
A love gone wrong, all right. Every year they had this fight.
Winter is a-coming on. See, I'm stacking firewood. See, I'm putting by some food. Orpheus, all the pretty songs you sing ain't gonna shelter us from the wind, the wind.
Oh, keep her head.
In the darkest time of year, why is it so bright down here? Brighter than a carnival. It ain't right and it ain't natural.
Lover, you were gone so long. Lover, I was lonesome. So I laid a power grid in the ground on which you stood. And wasn't it electrifying when I made the neon shine? Silver screen, cathode ray, brighter than the light of day. Lover, when you see that glare, think of it as my despair.
think of it as my despair for you.
I'll sing a song of a love gone wrong.
When the gods are having a fight, everybody else better hold on.
Everything I've saved is gone. Nothing left upon the shelf. Fire ain't gonna light itself. Now I see all the pretty songs he sings ain't gonna harbor me from the wind. I recall there was a time we were happy, you and I, in the garden where we met. Nothing was between us yet. Back before your factories, before your electricity, back before you built the wall. It ain't right and it ain't natural.
Lover, everything I do it for the love of you. You don't even want my love, I'll give it to someone who does. Someone grateful for her fate. Someone who appreciates the comforts of a gilded cage and doesn't try to fly away the moment Mother Nature calls. Someone who could lock these walls that hold her close and keep her safe and think of them as my embrace.
Sing it loud.
As my embrace. Think of them as my embrace of you.
Wow, wasn't that an amazing selection of songs, if not completely random? I was gonna start out this show with a lot of repeats, and then I decided, you know what? We don't need some repeats right now. Instead, what we need is some musical theater and a television song that I had never heard until like 2 days ago. Okay, and one repeat, that Modern Lover song. Whatever. Okay, you know, don't judge me, all right? I can't be judged. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in a wet area like a bathroom, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Space heaters! They're scary. I've told this before, but there was one really cold night in my apartment like a year ago where we had this space heater, and I unboxed it because I was just so cold and the heaters were off, and I was like, all right, we're doing this. We're assembling this space heater, and I assembled it. And then I turned it on, and it scared me so much that I then turned it off and hid it in the closet. Maybe because of that PSA. I don't know. But I think that is a reasonable thing to be afraid of, personally. Or maybe that's ridiculous. I don't know. We're going to go into some more music. I found that sometimes... the best way to make something not exist anymore is to just not talk about it. So if there seems like there's a theme missing from today, it's because I'm not talking about it. But I'm kind of about to talk about it. You know, who knows?
places I remember.
About 100,000 people. What do you tell an American who is skeptical about handing you the keys to the government, making you the commander-in-chief, the chief executive of the United States, when you, right now...
Lemire, the bar is kind of low. Come on.
Yeah. Right now, when you govern a city that has the population not even a quarter of Staten Island.
Yeah, that question is fair game, but here's how I would answer it. I would say that a mayor of a city at any level has the kind of executive experience that is most relevant to that job. You know, when you're a mayor, especially in a strong mayor system like ours, where we don't have a city manager, for example, you get the call. And it could be anything from an economic development puzzle about a multi-million-dollar deal in an industrial park to deciding whether to activate the emergency operations center for a weather emergency, or an officer-involved shooting with racial tension where you've got to hold a community together. I would argue that that work, being mayor of a city of any size, is arguably more relevant, and I don't mean any disrespect to Senator McCaskill's former colleagues doing good things in Washington right now, but you know, you have very senior members of the Senate or the Congress, which I get is a more traditional path to be in this conversation, who may have never managed more than 100 people in their lives. I think it shows right now that we have a president who does not have government experience, and it may be a little cheeky for me to say this as the youngest guy in the conversation, but I've got more years of government experience than the president, more years of executive experience than the vice president, and I think it's worth something that I have more deployed military experience than anybody to arrive behind that desk since George H.W. Bush.
That sounds like a
pit. I don't know how that happened there. We're joined here now by Chris. Chris! Talk. Did you even know that I was on today?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I'm alternating.
What? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you were alternating.
This is like an accident that I'm even here right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that your show was at noon, but I didn't know that it was an alternate.
Oh, yeah. But like we switched for this week, so I'm here. You would have run in.
Walked in on some random.
Yeah, you would have walked in on.
That is probably
on
exceptional
Chris.
Because it's exceptional WMFO in Medford content.
Yeah. Right. We are. Special.
Excuse me.
Hashtag special.
Hashtag special.
Hashtag special.
Yo, let's talk about how much gym I did today.
How much gym did you do?
Guess how many pull-ups I can do now.
I have absolutely no idea
Six.
How many pull-ups you can do.
That's so many
That's
pull-ups.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm basically Tarzan.
Can you swing from vines?
Granted, they're not consecutive. Like, I need to do, like, one, rest for, like, 30 seconds. Two, rest for, like, 30 seconds.
I think I can do a pull-up. That's not even
when
a joke.
I started, I could do one and a half.
Nice.
So thanks, gymnasium.
Although I haven't tried to do a pull-up, honestly, I think since high school.
Do you want to try to do a push-up, a pull-up live on air?
Where would we do a pull-up?
You know, this place really needs a pull-up.
It does not have anything capable of... Oh, there's this convenient bar right here.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. How do I do this? Do I do it... Is a pull-up the one where it's like hands in front or hands?
Hands in back is a chin-up. Hands like
Oh,
this.
That's right.
Like,
okay,
just
yeah.
Just because then it's like a forearm.
All right, here we go. One.
Come on, one more, one more, one more. Come on.
Two.
Come on. Very good, very good. Very nice, very nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
Field
your
garden,
weekly
right?
radio drama from WMFO in
Medford.
Tufts Community Tufts Fitness Radio.
That'd be a super fun radio program if it was just like some guy just like working some
just
guy
working
or
out
gal, or or gender non-binary individual.
That's true. Some
just
human
like
being
working out. Not just well, we don't want to be sentient centric.
That's true.
It's like a
rock,
yeah,
you know.
Rock.
pumping iron. I'm not even joking. That must be a YouTube series at
what,
some point.
Some person like lifting
yeah,
weight?
Yeah, 100%. Or like a Twitch thing. Like
oh,
people.
Totally. My abroad resolution was to do yoga every morning. It didn't stick, but there was like a bunch of yoga videos on YouTube.
There was a solid 6 months where I did yoga every day, and it was awesome. And then it just fell apart.
Can you touch your toes?
Yeah.
Really? I to this day cannot, and I never have, touched my toes.
I think I have now I have a little bit of a bend, but there was a period when I didn't have a bend in my knees.
That's like a like a bucket list thing of mine, is to like be able to touch my toes.
I think I got pretty close. I got to the point where if I had a bend in my knee, like just a little bit, like I could touch palms to the floor. Like
wow,
I did a lot
bananas.
Of yoga. Man, dude, the human male's hamstrings are so awful. They're just the worst muscle
in the entire body.
I was going to say the prostate, but I mean, like, I guess that.
Is that the worst muscle in the body?
Is the prostate a muscle?
I don't know. No, it's a gland,
can you
isn't it?
Exercise the prostate. I mean, you can with a Kegel. That's the thing.
This is getting. No, but that's not your prostate. That's your pelvic floor muscle.
I don't know what that is.
It's
do men have that?
Yeah, have a pelvic floor muscle?
No, I mean, but a Kegel.
Yeah, you can Kegel.
I can Kegel?
Yeah, so it's actually the same. It's the same. It's like the same.
Wait, okay. So how do you do it? Do you just like
it's the thing you do to stop peeing midstream.
I don't follow.
So like act as if you're trying to stop peeing midstream, like that constricting feeling. You know?
Huh.
That's a Kegel.
I'm gonna keep this in mind for trivia night at PJ Ryan's.
Tuesday nights at 10 p.m.
You go to trivia?
Of course I go to trivia. I love trivia.
Can we be a team?
At PJ Ryan's, we'd actually dominate pretty well. I think we have a wide breadth of knowledge.
Anything to the table.
You bring a lot of things to the table. What are you talking about?
I mean, I bring like random animal facts, and that comes in handy like once.
That's the hard thing about trivia.
There was one where they were like, what's the biggest animal that's ever lived? And people were like, I don't know, the elephant? And I was like, no, you idiot, it's the blue whale. It's like they haven't even seen Blue Planet from the BBC.
I've only watched
BBC?
One.
BCC?
I think it's the BBC.
Yeah, I love the BBC.
I hate you.
What?
So I was watching Planet Earth the other day. I've only ever watched one episode of Planet Earth. I watched the first episode of Planet Earth.
Planet Earth changed the trajectory of my education.
It doesn't do anything for me really. It's fine. I enjoy it. I need a narrative, man. I like animals. I like looking
the
at animals.
The narrative is that the planet Earth is awesome.
Yeah.
That's all the narrative you need.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I will say that if you know how women in like the 1800s were like, "Ooh, an animal pelt." So like yeah. I totally get that, and, like, I would mm-hmm. never wear fur,
mm-hmm.
but, like, animals are beautiful, and, like, if I was just some bored person halfway around the world and I had too much money, I could see myself wearing one.
Yeah, I get it if you've never seen...
Yeah, if you've never seen, like, the beauty of nature, or you've never seen, like, the beauty of, like, animals or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and, like, there's a part of me where I'm, like, watching... Let me put it this way. If I'm watching Planet Earth, like, if it's on TV, I will enjoy it. But I would never, like, voluntarily be like, you know what I could go for right now? Like, some Planet Earth, you know?
We're very different people.
Yeah.
I love Planet Earth.
Yeah. I understand.
Just, like, you know, you just, like, cozy up in a blanket, hey, get some snacks.
I understand.
And just
you know.
Have some nice Planet Earth time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what episode did you watch? Did you watch the old one or the new one?
The old one, and it was the first episode, so it was the episode with, like, the penguins and the polar bears and, like, the like, snow leopards or something like that. I forget. It was, like, a very wintry episode. We're going to play a song and we're going to
talk
more. Are
you sure it wasn't Frozen Planet?
No, I have no idea what Frozen Planet is, though.
It's Planet Earth, but for tundra.
Okay. Speaking of the word Frozen, have you seen the trailer for Frozen 2?
No.
So, I've never seen the original Frozen.
Oh,
but
it's super trailer, good the first time.
The trailer for Frozen 2 makes me want to see Frozen 2. And it also made me think... Oh, my girlfriend is saying the episode of Planet Earth that I watched was From Pole to Pole.
That's a great one. Actually, okay, so I realized something about the Planet Earth series is they almost follow, like, an intro to, like, Earth science course in terms of how they, like... In terms of their storytelling methods, mm-hmm. so... They start with, like, the intro one where it's, like, they start in the poles and they work their way down to the other pole.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, from pole to pole. And then they start with mountains because all of their other episodes always come back to mountains in terms of, like, rain being defined or in terms of, like, living in a rain shadow versus not living in a rain shadow mm-hmm. or, like, whatever. So then they have the mountains one and then the third one I forget. But it's, like, they have thought it out over which episode comes next.
That's
and it's,
cool.
It's absolutely not an accident.
I love
it's the
pedagogy.
Same for Blue Planet. In that they start at the bottom, now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they start at, like, the very bottom, like deep ocean, and then they were, and then the last episode is like the shore and like Ooh, beach ecosystems.
That actually, I do love beach ecosystems a lot.
Beach ecosystems are my least favorite.
Why?
Because it's like
so
I don't
vibrant.
Care about starfish.
That's where life
Half
started.
Of it is like no, first
tidal
of all,
pools.
No. What?
Yeah.
No.
Totally.
It started in like deep sea volcanic vents. You creationist moron. You schmuck. This is why you need
life
to
started in Alabama,
on
where
the
Garden of
day,
Eden is located.
God created the bow action rifle so God could hunt the dinosaurs.
What was I saying? I was talking about Frozen. This is what I wanted to talk about. I think Frozen, so a legitimate thought that I had while watching the Frozen trailer was, oh, is Frozen the Star Wars of our generation?
Elaborate.
I think, like, so the trailer starts off, it like looks very dark, first of all, but the trailer starts off with 45 seconds of Elsa trying to master her powers by like running into an ocean and trying to walk on the water by like freezing it. And that's like 45 seconds of this minute and a half long trailer. There are no words through the rest of it, and it's like Anna and her, and what's the name of the dude? I forget the name of the dude.
The blonde one?
Yeah.
Oh, the cutie with the big nose?
Yeah. The one that, like, rides the reindeer.
I think his name's Chris, or, like, Kristoff.
Kristoff, sure. Like, they're going into a land where it's always autumn, and, like, it's a change. There's no, like, hint of, a, like, an antagonist or anything. But I was just, like, looking at it, and I was like, this seems like a really, like, solid adventure story about, like, someone mastering their, like, wizard powers.
How
and
does
like
she not master her wizard? She can make dresses.
Yeah, and castles. But,
and
like,
castles.
You know, whatever. Like, I, you know, it made me want to watch the first Frozen. It really, really made me want to watch Frozen 2.
I feel like the Star Wars of our generation is a Pikachu detective.
Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu. Yeah. I hundo P, I'm going to see that.
I mean, I have a lot of beliefs on what the Star Wars of our generation could
Ryan
or would be.
Reynolds as a talking
Pikachu.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Also, I have such a crush on Ryan Reynolds.
That's understandable.
I mean, not from like Green Lantern Ryan Reynolds. I'm talking like, what's his name? Deadpool?
Deadpool Ryan Reynolds.
Deadpool Ryan Reynolds.
Mm. So I think...
Humana, humana, humana. Table four, humana.
Table four, humana. Oh my god. I need to Google that. Sponge, but distract the audience.
Okay, do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Okay,
quick.
So there was a like a really small convict who lived on the top floor of a prison, and one day he managed to find a ladder and escape. It was a little condescending. Ba-bum.
Yeah, that was me trying to do a...
But did you not think that was funny?
No, that was good.
Okay.
The Dalai Lama walks into a pizza shop and says, "Hello, can you make me one with everything, please?" That's my favorite joke of all time.
I'm going to take that joke, and I'm not going to give you an MLA citation.
I got that from a news report.
A one with everything, please.
Can you make me one with everything,
can you
please?
Make me one?
So
wait, I thought that was like, wait, do you say the Dalai Lama or the Buddha?
The Dalai Lama. It could be either. Like, but the reason I say Dalai Lama is because I got this from a video. This is even better. I got this from a video. It was an interview that a guy did with the Dalai Lama for the BBC, and he starts it off by telling that joke, and the Dalai Lama just goes, "Huh? Oh, haha."
Like, is that like his Pokemon go to the polls, like try
oh my
to
God.
Stay?
Who was that?
Hillary Clinton.
Was that Hillary that said
it was
that?
Hillary.
Oh man,
when
I love
go to the polls,
I love that woman
dad,
so much, but like
that's
oof.
All I remember from the campaign is Pokemon go to the polls.
Table for Hamina.
I have a social gathering to go to this evening, and I'm absolutely going to do that.
Hamina, 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 Hamina. Yeah. Table for Hamina. great SpongeBob quotes. We're just going to laugh at SpongeBob quotes for a minute, and then I'm going to play my last song, and then we're going to leave.
Okay, good, because I also have a lunch date at 1.
Okay, you know, whatever.
It's not like a romantic lunch date. It's like, I realized I don't know if that's a thing in just Massachusetts, but I use the word...
I use the word date for a lot of things.
I use the word date for just like an individual. So like this right now, to me, is a date. Mm-hmm. Even though there is... telling someone your secret. There is, it is devoid of romanticism. Another secret. It's lethally platonic. Are you just watching
that SpongeBob? Smell. That smelly. That
smelly smell. Wow, it shows you how much I know about this quote.
Smelly. Smelly.
I don't think wombo is a real word.
Come on. You know. I wombo. Okay. You wombo.
All right, really, that's enough. Table four. You ask me this, I think, every time we meet up, and the answer is I've seen, like, 2 episodes.
Oh, my God. I was watching some last night. Like, some of the episodes I haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And she's super funny. Hey, all the world out there, you should strongly consider watching Veep.
Have you ever watched Seinfeld? Like legitimately?
I used to watch it, like, in passing with my parents.
I just watched the Junior Mint episode the other day.
Oh, my God, that one's hilarious.
Well, because I was, like, Googling what are the best episodes of Seinfeld, and someone was like, the Junior Mint, and I was like, all right, let me watch it. Wow. Yeah. Like, that is an episode.
Have you seen the one with, like, the Mayan clothing store?
No.
There's one with, like, a South American or a Central American clothing store, and it's, like, the epitome of Elaine tries to prove a point and it backfires.
You know where Elaine, the character, went to school, right?
Oh, right.
Tufts University.
Because it was her
safety. I think we're going to play our last song. So
actually,
we're going
to. The actress went to the school that was down the road from me. She really? Went to Holton Arms Day School.
To what school?
Holton Arms.
Holton Arms.
Yes, it's the female equivalent to Landon.
I don't even know what
Landon is. Academy for Boys.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Why are you winking?
Because that's like, you know, a hilarious name. It's like some stuff out of Harry Potter.
Thank you for listening to the Astro Hour today, folks. This has been 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've been Zach Going.
And I've been I've been DJ Pangea.
DJ Pangea.
I'm kidding.
I forgot about
Chris.
That name. It's Chris. It's okay. It's a good nickname.
I heard of one that I thought was a DJ and it was hilarious. DJ Alfredo Sauce.
here's the
DJ
greatest
Jemima.
Here's what I think is the greatest love song of all time.
Enjoy. Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you
folks.
Single, Zachary Hertz?
I'm not.
What?
And I'm not Zach Hertz.
Oh, I called you Zachary Hertz. I meant Zachary Going. That's why I can't call you Zachary. Daisy.
That's fair. You can call me Daisy. That's fine.
So, meanwhile, in single land, things are great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Here's some Dolly Parton.
I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something.